Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez. Just another simple girl in a dress.
How are you, Joan?
Whose dress?
This is Marquesa.
Oh.
There will be no Joan Rivers to ask, who are you wearing
who
at this
are you
year's
wearing?
Golden Globes? Who are you wearing? No beautiful starlets, no red carpet, and no comedy stylings from a drunken Jack Nicholson. It will be more like a podium, an announcer, and an hour-long news conference. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association canceled plans for the usual glitz and glam after the striking Writers Guild of America announced it would picket the event, and the Screen Actors Guild said it would encourage its members not to show up. The popularity of the Golden Globes has been growing in recent years. Last year's ceremony drew 20 million viewers. Here to help us mourn what we'll be missing is Tom O'Neill, a columnist for LATimes.com and an expert on all things Hollywood. Tom?
Yep.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I think we're all a little still confused about what really will happen this Sunday night with the Globes. They announced some plans yesterday, and then right after that hit the news wire, there were some counter reactions from WGA that put it all in doubt.
Why the 180?
Well, for example, what NBC is trying to do is desperately still hold on to some kind of TV show in any format so they don't have to give those ad dollars back. You know, they've sold about $10 million of ads for Sunday. Their plan was to put on a one-hour clip show, just celebrity interviews and retrospective stuff, 1 hour of press conference in which they would announce the winners, and then 1 hour of party coverage where Billy Bush and people like that would run around and ask the celebrities what they think of this and that. Well, immediately after the news broke, almost every party was canceled. So there goes that element.
No parties.
Yeah. So
what will Billy Bush be doing Sunday night?
I know, poor Billy. I think he's going to have to fill an hour of airtime. He better start thinking now. And then the press conference. We don't know what the structure of that is. They didn't know last night when they announced it. Who's going to go to that? If you're a nominee, you're not going to go there and just sit in a row of chairs to wait to see if you've won or lost. That's a disaster.
Tom, is there any chance that George Mitchell will be involved in this press conference?
No, I don't think so.
That's unfortunate. What are we going to be missing out on? How does this award show stack up against all others? What's the significance of the Golden Globes?
Well, as Warren Beatty once said, the Globes are fun, the Oscars are business. You know, the Globes, it's the biggest party in Hollywood every year. It's the last of the award shows where they still are sitting at banquet tables getting drunk. All of the award shows used to be that way. And it's Hollywood's big reunion between TV and film. Remember, they also have those TV awards in there. And they don't have all that stupid stuff like best video effects, and it's all just the stars. And that's why it's always had the high ratings. I think this is disastrous. What they should have done is just gone on with the ceremony, got rid of the TV cameras, send the message that the awards themselves are still important, and then catch up with the regular, you know, status quo next year.
Tom, speaking of the Oscars, they're scheduled to air on February 24th. What's the impact of this decision on that show?
Well, everybody wondered, as soon as this news broke about the Globes, if this is a model for the Oscars. Well, the Oscars immediately sent out a word saying, we are not copying this no matter how it turns out. They don't know what they're doing either.
Will canceling the Globes, will that have any impact on viewers? Is that going to bring the strike home for people who, say, you know, aren't up late enough to notice that Conan O'Brien has a beard now?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit, but it's really going to hit home at the Oscars. I think you can mess around with all these other award shows, and by the way, tonight is the People's Choice Awards on CBS. It's going to be a clip show with taped interviews of stars from a week ago or so nobody actually has to go to a ceremony there either. You can mess with all those shows, but there's something holy about the Oscars, and I think this is where the writers can lose the goodwill of Hollywood if they look like disgruntled family members messing up Hollywood's big family reunion every year just because they want more money.
Tom Cruise, his United Artists films, reached an agreement with the Writers Guild. What does that entail, and what's the impact?
The details are still not known. We believe that they're pretty much the same as the Letterman deal, which is basically the writers will get 2.5% of their internet rights and residuals. These are the terms that the WGA was about to put on the table before the producers walked on December 7th. Cruise is keeping the details of this quiet, but what's significant here is that he is breaking from the the solidarity of producers and studios in town saying, we are not going to negotiate individual contracts. We're going to get this solved industry-wide. Letterman, first of all, went his own way, and now Cruise on the film side. So the solidarity is starting to crack.
Tom, when's this going to end?
I don't know. It's a lot more complicated than you might think. It's not just about internet dollars. What happened in 1988 when the last strike occurred was the writers essentially lost it, but they got in the deal additional producer credit. So when you watch an episode of The Simpsons on TV, for example, you see three writers and 42 producers listed. Those are all writers. Now Hollywood wants to take away the producer credit, and they want to define everybody. If you're a writer, you're a writer, and we'll pay you for that. If you're a producer, you're a producer, we'll pay you for that. They're trying to just force these writers to help them redefine things accurately, and that's not going to happen. It's a mess.
Tom O'Neill writes the Gold Derby blog for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Next up on the Bryant Park Project, she's a whole lot of woman, and I mean it. She's run 25 ultra marathons.
And she's got some advice for her own Jill Homer, who's training to run a super race of her own next month. Carol O'Hare's Fierce Strength, coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.